The harmonious combination of architectural elements and details in the interior decor of the Church of St. Pierre Apôtre creates a beautiful visual unity. The space is punctuated by the repeated alternation of columns and archways separating the nave from the side aisles. The side aisles are ingeniously designed to continue the pattern and enhance the soaring effect while creating a private space for the radiating chapels. Sets of small columns rise from the larger ones to meet at the center of the ribbed vault. The columns and vault are the only ones in Montreal to be made of stone. In fact, the Church of St. Pierre Apôtre is the only church to be constructed entirely of the 450 million year old gray limestone, generally referred to as Montreal Greystone. It's found primarily on the eastern part of the island, in the quarries of the former Côte de la Visitation, located today in the borough of Rosemont-la-Petite-Patrie. The ribbed vault is a distinctive feature of Gothic architecture. Although this type of vault had already been used in Romanesque architecture, the structure of those churches could not accommodate large openings in the walls, which had to support most of the weight of the vault. Gothic architecture's innovation consisted in combining the rib vault with flying buttresses, transferring the weight to the buttresses on the outside of the building. Thus, this place, the weight no longer exerted strong pressure on the walls. Churches could therefore be built increasingly taller without affecting their stability. The nave was cleared of its cumbersome columns, and large openings could finally be made in the walls. Such openings would showcase a great profusion of stained glass art. This architectural feat can be observed right here at St. Pierre Apôtre. The tall nave rises to catch the light from the glorious stained glass windows, most of them the work of the Maison Champignol in Bar-le-Duc, France. The space assumes myriad colors, and the decor comes alive with the rays of the sun shining through a multitude of little pieces of colored glass. The nave ends in an apse with five even sections, composed of immense stained glass windows depicting the four evangelists. In the center, St. Peter, patron saint of the parish, watches over the congregation. The woodwork, main altar, and side altars of the sanctuary are magnificently carved in keeping with Victor Bourgeot's specifications and contribute to the sense of unity between the exterior architecture and interior decor and to the refinement and enrichment of the church, a true haven of peace. Lastly, the architecture of the church provides wonderful acoustics, showcasing the four manual 59-stop Casavant organ. We now invite you to pay close attention to the painted decor of the church, whose harmonious colors bring out the natural color of the limestone columns. Every opening between the arches under the gallery is painted with a motif of gold acanthus leaves, smartly surrounding a medallion featuring the profile of an angel. Dating back to 1931, this painted decor, as well as that of the sanctuary, is the work of famous painter, decorator, fresco painter, and master stained glass window maker Guido Nincheri. To learn more about Nincheri, please select stop number 10. For the Maison Champignol, please select stop number 11. To continue your visit, please proceed to the middle of the central aisle for a better view of the interior decor of the nave and select stop number 12.